ABC Radio Australia.
Cruise liners were once seen as the epitome of luxury tourism, but the industry's reputation is in tatters after several ships became the epicentre of coronavirus outbreaks that have led to hundreds of cases and even deaths. Now hundreds of cruise ships are floating empty around the world, apart from their crew. And those crew include hundreds of Pacific Islanders who are stranded and are in limbo. Many are homesick, anxious, and some are calling for their governments to reopen borders so they can finally make their way home. Evan Wasuka has the story.
The cruise ship MSC Ammonia is anchored in the Bahamas, but here in the Caribbean, the ship that normally has more than 2,000 passengers is empty, apart from the crew.
We are doing nothing. We are just sitting and waiting for the time to go home.
Taula Papa Pa'o Lauliliu has been at sea since February and is one of 19 Samoans on board. He says he hasn't been paid since April and is worried about catching COVID-19 because of the high number of cases in the US and that part of the world. A Facebook video he put out calling for help has gone viral, and an online petition has picked up hundreds of signatures.
We are really, really want to go back home because we need to go back because of we are here in the place of very dangerous, and we are afraid of COVID-19.
But in Samoa, the body responsible for recruiting seafarers to work on international cruise liners say Mr. Lauiliu's case is an exception and that hundreds of other Samoans working on cruise ships are safe.
It has created a lot of upset in the families here back home of the sailors that are working. And the sailors themselves have expressed their unhappiness about that video and the fact that it's given their families here the wrong impression.
Lautimuia Afoa Va'ai is the general manager of Samoan Shipping Services, a government body.
Getting them back home, we are still awaiting until the lockdown period is over. But what the priority now to us at present is to ensure that they are safe where they are housed to await the reopening of the lockdown period.
Mr. Va'ai says 5 Samoan seafarers on a different ship did catch COVID-19, but now have recovered and are now back at work. Mr. Lauiliu's employer, MSC Cruises, told the ABC they're exploring options available to get crew home, including chartering flights. The company says salaries have been frozen, but crew are being fed and accommodated. But it says ultimately there's little they can do with Samoa's border closed. With protests at home and families calling for their return, questions are now being asked on whether Samoa is obliged to open up its borders for its own citizens.
Well, look, this has been one of the critical questions that every government, large and small, has faced as a result of COVID-19.
Donald Rothwell is a professor of international law at the Australian National University. He says because the sailors are engaged by Samoa Shipping Services, there is some government obligation to get them home.
The fact that it is fully owned by the government of Samoa clearly does create an additional obligation upon the Samoan government to work with Samoa Shipping Services to seek to repatriate their employees effectively back to Samoa where that's appropriate.
Across the world, there are thousands of international cruise ship crews stranded, and Samoa isn't the only Pacific nation to be affected. More than 100 Nivanuatu staff working on P&O cruise liners are stranded as well, with their ships anchored in Manila Bay in the Philippines. There have been calls for them to return home in the Vanuatu capital, Port Vila. But with Vanuatu's border closed under a state of emergency, it's also unlikely they'll be home soon. The government previously said it wouldn't repatriate citizens until it had quarantine facilities and COVID-19 testing set up. Professor Rothwell says in the meantime, it might just be Australia that can provide a path home for these stranded seafarers.
We certainly know that there are flights coming into Australia at the moment. Travel into Australia is only available at the moment for Australian permanent residents and Australian citizens, but there are certain exemptions that are granted. And most importantly, and this is relevant for seafarers, of course, merchant ships are still coming into Australia, so there may well be some way in which the repatriation of these Pacific seafarers could be facilitated